Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Although this Chinese New Year will be celebrated a little differently due to the ongoing pandemic, that should not stop us from buying new clothes as online shopping is now a new norm to all of us. Wearing new clothes on CNY symbolizes a new start and fresh hope for the new year. However, this Malaysian netizen, Alvis Lee, took to his Facebook to share his experience after purchasing a bunch of clothes online. He decided to purchase new clothes from one of Malaysia's favorite clothing retailer online store as the ongoing MCO made it difficult for him to shop at its physical store. Thinking that this would be the most rational decision, he was later shocked by the bill when he was charged RM128 just for the tax. He wrote in his post, "I really went to the Netherlands this time round." It is a Chinese expression of saying that he made a big mistake. But, somehow the expression became a reality as the clothes he purchased really did come from the Netherlands. Since CNY is around the corner and due to the MCO, we are not able to buy New Year clothes from shopping malls. Hence, we shopped online, which isn't an issue. Since it's convenient to shop online now. Just pick and pay, he added on. It was only later when he received a call from the courier company saying, "Anyone home? We're here to deliver your parcel. You will need to pay RM128 and RM70 for custom duties and remaining service charges." Of course, Alvis was shocked as he already bought the clothes and was confused to why there was an additional payment of RM128 for tax. Plus, the retailer does have plenty of outlets in Malaysia. "Because your clothes were sent all the way from the Netherlands, hence the charges," they replied him. Naturally, he decided to call customer service, to which they responded with, "We have stated in the T&Cs at the bottom, please have a look." And true enough, it was mentioned that the items were coming from the Netherlands and customers will be charged with taxes. I wonder how many of us will read the T&C? "Maybe I'm not that educated, I didn't read them," Alvis wrote in his caption. Alvis then advised everyone to take note of the T&Cs before making any purchases as after making the payment, it is not an easy process to ask for a refund. Many of us tend to ignore the little text written at the bottom of invoices and sometimes even blindly accept the T&Cs thinking it will not make a difference. We hope Alvis' experience would be a reminder to us all to take T&Cs more seriously the next time we shop online. What are your thoughts on this story? Let us know in the comment section below. Also read, 5 online shopping and booking hacks Malaysians need to know before they click buy. Source, Alvis FB Source, Alvis FB Source, Alvis FB Source, Alvis FB. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.